Oh, I was so upset when John Amos died yesterday. Oh, I said, no, no, no. Damn, damn, damn.
Damn, damn, damn.
I know what you're thinking. Who's John Amos? Okay.
There's a generation of news anchors who have no idea who he is. Right. They Absolutely. Sort of know him from Coming to America.
He's in Coming to America and Coming to America 2, mm-hmm. which I've never seen. He died in August. They just released the information. I hate it when a celebrity dies a few months earlier and you don't find out about it. To me, it's like a slap at them, you know, that we should have known that, I think.
Well, what do you think would motivate a family to do that?
I don't know why they do that.
Unless they were waiting for an autopsy, I thought, or maybe something to, you know, sometimes people die and all these rumors fly out. So maybe they're like, well, let's control this.
Well, that's true. But I mean, the man was 84.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't see a cause of death, but at 84, you just assume it's natural causes, you know. The breakout was as James Evans in Good Times.
So good.
Phenomenal. We have a scene, and then we have him talking about the role. This scene is when Florida, his wife, played by Esther Rolle, unbeknownst to him, and had lunch with the gentleman, and the guy later brought her some flowers.
Well, I just happened to be passing by this florist, and I saw those Japanese tea roses. It reminded me of this afternoon, and I just couldn't resist buying them.
This. What's going on and what happened this afternoon?
Nothing. We just had lunch together. That's all.
Lunch?
James, this is Oscar Harris, the head of my department.
Well, somebody tell me something. What were you two doing having lunch in the first place?
Celebrating finishing the inventory.
Now, we had a wonderful time once your wife got comfortable on the floor.
What? You want to run that by me again?
James, it was a Japanese restaurant.
No, I understand.
Oscar, we were just about to sit down to dinner. Would you care to join us?
We ain't got enough food.
Classic James Evans.
I think I have not seen Good Times since the first run, but I think You Want to Run That By Me Again was one of his signature lines, and he nailed it every single time.
And, of course, Jimmy J.J. Walker had dynamite. What did you read that he was only 34 when he began playing the role?
When Amos got the role of the father on Good Times, his son, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Jimmy J.J. Walker, the actor who played him was 8 years younger.
He was 26, playing 17.
His wife, Florida, was 19 years older. So Esther Rolle was 19 years older than her husband.
She didn't look 53. If he was 34, she didn't look that old. And that was the first, I think I heard this morning, that was the first ever sitcom where there was two black parents.
Married family
in the home. I would have thought the Jeffersons, but I guess Good Times was first before the
Jeffersons. It was.
And it spun off of Maude, which had spun off from All in the Family. Mm-hmm. And Norman Lear created it. Now, John Amos, who played James, the father, left the show after 4 seasons. They killed him off. And for a while, he was like in Alaska. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember he got a job in Alaska. And then I think he would he call once or twice a season?
Right. I believe he was going
to. I can't remember.
I think that was a contract issue that he was having. So they took him off. Then he explained, this is years later, why he left the show. It was because all the writers and the creator, of course, Norman Lear, were white, and John Amos didn't like a lot of the things they were writing. And he said, I felt like I could do it better.
I knew more about what a black family should be and how a black father would act than our writers, none of whom were black. I'll put it this way. I wasn't very tactful in my complaints about the script. I wasn't the most diplomatic guy, like I said, in those days. And they got tired of having their lives threatened over jokes. So they said, I tell you what, why don't we kill him off and we'll all get on with our lives. Life's too short. So that taught me a lesson that I wasn't as important as I thought I was to the show or to Norman Lear's plans. And he was not about to have a disruptive factor. That was me, a disruptive factor.
Mm. I really like what he said there. Well, yeah, because he isn't it interesting that he said, I learned a big lesson there that I wasn't as important as I thought I was, even though he was one of the main stars of the show. You very rarely hear people say that, you know, have some real look back and realize, oh, maybe I should have not been.
Or have the producers just spitefully kill off a character.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I'm not going to deal with him anymore. Let's just kill him off.
I guess Norman Lear thought we'll go on just fine without him. They did go on quite a few seasons without him, you know, because I think the breakout star was JJ. I mean, 100%. Without question. 100%.
He's still torn around being JJ.
Yeah, we had him on once. Yeah. He wouldn't say dynamite.
That's right. He wouldn't say it on the radio.
He won't.
You got to pay him. He's like Pete Rose in that way. You got to pay him for it.
I think I first saw John Amos in a movie called The World's Greatest Athlete with a very young Jan Michael Vincent. Yes. He was like an athletic college coach or something.
Yes.
And Jan Michael Vincent was kind of a Tarzan character.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, he went on. He was in Coming to America. He was in Roots. I mean, he was in.
He was
amazing.
He was in. You didn't watch it, but he was great. He was the joint. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the West Wing. He was in, you know, probably 15 episodes. Excellent in that role. And he got his first TV break. He played weatherman Gordy Howard on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and that led him to good times.
We have a former colleague who will go to his grave saying that perhaps his greatest role was in Die Hard 2, John Amos.
Yeah.
Great twist.
One of the great heel really turns great. In
yeah.
cinema.
Great. He's fantastic in that. And yes, he's excellent in Die Hard 2. Yes. And Big, you may remember, Chris Tim didn't even remember the scene. He plays himself in the Adam Sandler movie Uncut Gems for about 10 seconds.
He does.
He is.
I've seen the film, but I don't remember it.
Well, Adam Sandler is like fighting with his wife and rents his, or sleeping around in his wife and rents an apartment somewhere else. And as he's bringing somebody to the apartment, he's like, guess who lives here? And he knocks on the door, like right next door. John Amos from Good Times. And Amos opens the door, like, get the hell out of here. And that's it. That's all he
said. That's all it is.
I wonder if he just happened to be in the building. Maybe that was where he lived. Like, shoot this. Otherwise, why would they even put him there? May he rest. Oh, Lord. I mean, I was so upset when I heard.
Damn.
Oh, that's what I said.
That was the episode where the family found out that he was dead.
Yeah.
That's right.
They killed him in Alaska.
They killed him. They killed him off. She finds out.
And she was holding it together, the mom.
Right, for the kids.
For the kids, but I think she dropped a dish or something.
She did.
All by herself.
She found a rose that he had left her, and then she dropped a dish, and she went, damn. And then JJ and Michael and Thelma all came out of the bedrooms. They were dressed for the funeral, and they were, like, hugging her as the episode ended.
That will live forever as a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. John Amos, he gave us some good times.
You prepared that earlier, didn't you?
For the good times.
You're doing so well till that.
Yeah. You want to run that by me again?